When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm 20 years old, and last year in July, I moved into a place to live by myself for the first time. It was an apartment with 8 units in the building.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This apartment was the cheapest of every available place for rent on the market at the time. I had a full-time job, but I didn't make much, and I really rushed myself to move out of my parents' house before I was actually ready. On the day I moved in, I set up a futon couch in the living space and hung up my small TV, and that was pretty much it. I didn't have anything else aside from the basics, and I didn't have the money to buy more stuff. The futon was my bed for the time being, so I slept out in the open. On that first night, though, I was woken up at 6 a.m. to someone knocking at my door. I looked over at the door, not wanting to get up, but once they knocked again, I realized they weren't going to leave. There was an older man, mid-40s I'd say, standing outside my unit. He was just looking at the door, waiting for me to answer, and seeming to have no intent on leaving. I opened up and asked what he was here for.
"I wanted to introduce myself. I live in the unit one door down,"
he said, pointing to the door at the end of the hall. I smiled and said thanks and all that, then told him I was busy and had to get back. I closed the door and went back to my couch. I had the next 3 days off from work, and all I wanted to do was sleep in and enjoy my new apartment alone. I fell back asleep, not waking up until midday. After showering, I grabbed my keys and headed down to my car to pick up some food. As I was backing out of my parking space, I saw someone watching me from a window. They looked away once I looked at them, which made me uncomfortable. I counted the windows up to the third story, which was the same floor as mine, and knowing that there were 2 units per floor, that had to be the same man who'd come by that morning. It left me with a weird feeling, but I pulled out and left to get food. When I got back to my apartment, I ate while watching TV and spent the rest of the day on the couch. I stayed up until 11 when my eyes started getting heavy. I turned off all the lights and lay down on the futon, but something caught my attention. There was this red light coming from somewhere in the kitchen. It wasn't too bright or anything, but it was blinking on and off, which became an annoyance for me. I got up and went into the kitchen, thinking it was going to be the dishwasher or microwave, but neither of them had lights. As I was looking at every appliance, the light blinked off and stayed off. I was so tired, I didn't even think about it until the morning. With all the lights on now, I did another quick search, and to my surprise, I found something. There was this small thing wedged between my refrigerator and the wall. I moved the fridge and pulled it out. It was a camera. A really tiny one, but it was 100% a camera of some kind. I stood there looking at it for a couple minutes, until someone knocked on my door. I checked, and it was that same older man from the other day. I opened the door cautiously. The man said he was seeing how I was, but he sounded and looked nervous. He had a strange smile and just seemed off. He took a step closer to the door, and I said I was fine, but was busy again today. He didn't respond after that, but instead just stood there with a strange and awkward look. I felt anticipation, like he was going to do something. He quickly shoved himself toward the door, trying to get inside. Luckily, I was stronger and pushed the door into him, keeping him out and eventually shutting the door all the way and locking it. I called the cops, and within 10 minutes, the guy was in handcuffs. When I showed the cops the camera I found, he admitted it was him without even fighting it. But after a further investigation, they found cameras in 3 other units. I think by admitting to the one in my unit, he thought they would trust him and not feel the need to investigate the other units. I know it was just some sick creep who probably wouldn't have done me any real harm, but it gave me the weirdest, most unnerving feeling I'd ever had. When I turned 23, I started searching around for a place to live. I was looking at renting, and with my budget, I was able to afford either a nice apartment or a small house in my area. I found a lot of great options for apartments, but a house just seemed so much more appealing to me for some reason. After a few months, I finally found a house that I was happy with. It was a small 2-story home with a fenced-in backyard, and it was within my budget. The inside was outdated, but not so much that it bothered me. On move-in day, I picked up my U-Haul early in the morning and shoved my boxes and a few pieces of furniture in it, then drove down to the house. I was moving from living with my parents, so I didn't have much to bring. I'd prepared by buying some things, like kitchen utensils, but I had almost no furniture aside from a bed. When I pulled up to my new home at 8 in the morning, the neighborhood was quiet. Nobody was out, and it just felt peaceful. I was really excited. I got out and opened the garage, then hauled the boxes back and forth from the truck to the living room. This only took me 2 hours, but I had the truck booked for a whole day just in case, so I left it outside and planned to return it the following morning. I got to work right away, putting together the furniture for my bedroom. I dragged all of the pieces of my bed frame upstairs and into the room, got it all put together, then went back downstairs to get my mattress. Pushing this huge, flimsy mattress up the steps by myself was not an easy task, but just as I was getting it to the top of the steps, the sound of a door slamming shut downstairs scared the shit out of me. My heart was pounding out of my chest as I stood on the staircase holding the mattress up. After a minute, I quickly moved the mattress up the last few steps, then ran downstairs and looked around. I wasn't sure which door it was, or if it was a person that did it, or maybe a breeze in the house. I don't know. I didn't know what to think. All I knew was that I heard a door slam shut. As I walked around downstairs, there was no evidence of anything. I mean, nothing at all. After trying to figure it out for half an hour, I gave up. There was nothing out of place or anything, so I just made sure the doors were all locked, then continued with setting up my room. I got my bed together, then moved my dresser and office desk upstairs. Afterwards, I unpacked all of the other boxes. By the end of the day, I had finished everything. I was proud of myself and excited for tomorrow, where I had plans to go couch shopping. At 10 o'clock, I got in bed and stayed up on my phone for a while before falling asleep. When I woke up, my room was pitch black and I was facing the wall next to my bed. I almost immediately closed my eyes again to go back to sleep, until I heard the wood floorboards creak on the other side of the room. I turned over and looked with my half-open eyes, not expecting to see anything. My eyes immediately widened. My bedroom door was open, and there was a person standing in the doorway, looking at me. They looked like they were in the middle of taking a step into the room, which made the floor creak. His eyes were the only thing in the dark that stood out. They were emotionless and cold, piercing through me. After that most horrifying second of my life, they stepped back into the hallway, grabbed the door handle, and slammed it shut. I heard their footsteps run through the hallway, down the stairs, and out of the house. I thought I was gonna have a heart attack, but I forced myself up and called 911. The TLDR summary for the next few days is that the police had no idea who it was. But we talked with the homeowner I was renting from, and they said the last resident had to be evicted for not paying rent. And after a few months of no contact, all of their stuff was removed from the property. From what they were saying, the guy living there never turned up. Police confirmed this, and they said there were very few records of them, and they kind of just disappeared without a trace. It's been years since then, and I obviously left that house right away, but I still wonder about it a lot. Either that person I saw was the previous tenant, or it could have been the one who made the previous tenant go missing. Either way, it was clear that they didn't want me there. I moved to Portland last fall. It was a work thing, so I was kind of forced to. The housing prices in Portland were and still are really expensive, so I had to get something away from the city. The house I settled on was on the lesser side of things. It was old and run down. If you took a quick glance, you might even think it was abandoned. For its price, though, I was able to save a decent chunk of cash. I figured I'd be able to renovate it and maybe fix it up so it wasn't so bad. The one thing I couldn't fix, though, was the neighborhood. It was full of houses just like mine and some really sketchy-looking people. Guys were strolling around in ripped-up wife-beater tank tops and had guns very noticeably wedged in their pants. While I saw the neighborhood wasn't ideal when I first came to look at the house, these kinds of people I didn't know would be here. I thought it would be normal, nice people just like me who just couldn't afford a nice place. About 2 weeks into living there, I was taking a walk around the block with my dog, and around halfway through, I noticed some guys walking behind me. They were far back, but there was no doubt that they were taking the same turns as me. I glanced back a few times, seeing three men, none of which looked like the type to be taking a nice evening walk just for fun. I took a shortcut home to avoid any possible altercations, but just a few minutes later, my dog started barking at the front door. I peeked out the blinds and saw one of the men standing at the door. I looked around for the others, but only saw him. I put the chain latch on the door and cracked it open.
Can I help you? Yeah, I'm looking for Chris.
He said it confidently, like I knew for sure who this Chris guy was.
I don't know any Chris. I just moved here.
I saw him sneak a few looks into my house through the crack in the door. Then he said, "See you later," and left. I knew something was up, but I didn't know what. The next few days, I noticed these same three men looking at my house multiple times a day. They'd always be separate and come at different times, but they would stand across the street or walk past my house and very obviously look at my place. I was nervous, but I didn't know what to say if I called the police. I didn't think the police would be of any help even if I did call. Then one night, around 9 p.m., I got a knock at my door. When I looked at who it wasn't any of the men I'd seen before. He knocked again, but I chose to ignore them and just wait for him to leave. I watched as he turned around and threw his hands up in frustration, like he was communicating to someone across the street that I wasn't answering. He turned back around and banged on the door, this time with the handle of his gun. I ran to the kitchen and got my handgun out of my hidden case. I heard a few men talking on the side of my house, followed by someone banging on my back door too. I ran to the far corner of the living room and called the police, while the men outside started yelling at each other. I heard them shuffling around, talking about where to break in. It was one of the scariest things to hear in that kind of situation. But then out of nowhere, there was a gunshot from far away, not from any of the men around my house. I heard them all yelling and scattering away. Police took forever, and when they showed up, they basically just said it sounded like a gang trying to flex their territory or something. They offered me nothing helpful. I still don't even know who shot at the gang either, but they seem to be looking out for me, so I really appreciate them. Who knows what they would have done if they had broken in. I moved out of that neighborhood as soon as I could and got a small apartment closer to the city. It feels safer, but after all of that, I'm not sure if I'll ever really feel safe living here.